Greetings. I just finished a great week in Bulgaria. I was blessed to minister life in three different cities with my church family in Bulgaria. The life of God is growing in the family of God in Bulgaria. Many of the single men and women are finding joint destinies as couples for the glory of God. Men and women of God are becoming increasing testimonies of God's grace and truth in this nation, as in the nations of the world. The family of God is being seen as a testimony of life as families are being birthed and expanded in the community of Christ. Family includes identity, inheritance, and destiny. Why is family so important to God? God is Father, God is Spirit, God is Son. His triune being is reflected in the testimony of a perfect family. We come from various experiences of family, but God's family includes the elements of a dad, a mom, and the expression of those two together in the offspring of both made one. This is the fruit of a man and a woman being one flesh. Mankind, as created in the likeness and the image of God. Family is God's way of revealing his likeness and image in the world. This is why the enemy has fashioned weapons against the family. Family is the way of fulfilling the mandate given to mankind. When family lacks these realities, his supernatural love and power has to make a way for these principles to be true. We need God's way to find God's perfect path for family in the earth. Genesis 1, 26 through 28, then God said, let us make man in our image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Fruitfulness comes from blessing. We are God's blessing in the earth. God is life, and we are a source of life to the world we live in. Fruit is a source of life to another. It makes someone beyond the tree come alive. Fruit is not life to the tree. It's the life from the tree. It provides food for others and seed for more fruit-producing trees. Multiplication comes from fruitfulness. Whatever is fruitful multiplies. We are not adding others to our cause. We are activating others into the cause of Christ. When we multiply, we greatly increase the value and potential of another. When we add to our lives, we simply try to create greater value for ourselves. The way of family is a way of multiplication, not addition. A father and a mother live for the next generation. A family lives to become a family of families. This is the way of multiplication. To fill is to fully complete something. In the kingdom of God, our fullness leads to the inheritance of others. The places of inheritance, gates, in the earth are meant to be the possession of our children and our children's children. When we fill, we create ceilings that become floors for the next generation. The glory of God is meant to grow in our successive generations in the earth. The present is attached to the past. And the future is connected to today. This is the testimony of inheritance and the power of creative thinking that grows from the foundations of the past into the realities of the future. To subdue is to conquer with the power of life. It is a place of the influence of life. Subduing is the testimony of the full power of God's grace at work in the earth. God's family is the place where God's grace abounds in the earth. Grace is the manifest presence of God working in and through our lives. The spirit of every family should be connected to the spirit of God in every family. By this, the power of life will increase in the destiny of the family name. Dominion is the manifestation of truth. Truth crumbles every lie. Truth is not just the written word. It is the word becoming flesh. We are each meant to become unique expressions of God's life in the earth. We are not our dads or our moms. We are each further expressions of the family destiny. Together we express the power of the unity of the family name. Unity is seen through diversity, where everyone becomes who they're meant to be. When this happens, the fullness of life is established as truth crumbles every lie. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.